Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's going on, folks? Welcome back to On Texas Football. I'm CJ Vogel. We got a little recruit reactions video for you guys today. Of course, Saturday was the June 1st elite camp for the Texas staff, hosting 75 to 80 of the state's best 26 and 27 prospects in DKR to participate in drills, be coached up by the coaches, and of course, receive offers. Over 14 were extended on the weekend to camp participants. 15, if you count Nathan Tillman out of Mansfield, the 2025 safety. Luckily, you'll be able to hear from a handful of those guys that received offers, what their experiences was like, and they take you into a little bit of a behind the scenes, peel back the curtain of what it was like when Sarkisian extended that Texas offer to them. Really cool stories there. Of course, we'll start with John Turntine, the five-star offensive lineman from North Crowley. Getting him on campus was a big win for the Longhorns. Getting him to compete, even more of a win. Getting him to really allow to show off, really. He had a really, really impressive afternoon, we were told. Get to hear about him, his update and recruitment, as well as the 227 quarterbacks Texas extended an offer to over the weekend. Peyton Houston out of Shreveport, Louisiana, and Brady Edmonds out of Huntington Beach, California. Both lit up the show. They had a great day. We heard great things about them following the camp. A number of other offers as well. Jamaron Carlton, defensive end out of Temple. Jordan Clay, wide receiver of San Antonio Madison. Felix Ojo, big-time Lake Ridge offensive lineman out of Mansfield. And Mike Brown out of Legacy, the School of Sports Sciences. Really talented athletes all around. We got a couple 2 to 3 minute interviews with each one of them. So sit back, relax, enjoy this one. We'll start with John Turntine, one of the biggest recruits Texas has had in the state over the last couple of seasons. So thanks for checking it out. And, of course, we'll have all updates, not only from the June 1st, but moving ahead into official visit weekend season coming up this weekend, June 7th through 9th, with six guys coming in. So make sure to hit us up on ontexasfootball.com as well as enjoying this video. Welcome. Five-star offensive lineman out of North Crowley, John Turntine out here. Out Texas again. I mean, how'd it go today? Anything new?
Yeah, it went great today. You know, I got to just come out here, get some coaching from Coach Flood, see how his type of coaching style is, and take those little notes, you know. I didn't get no, like, major takeaways, I'd say, but, like, I just was really trying to focus on the competitive part, you know. I knew it was going to be, like, an elite camp, so I just came out here to compete and have fun, and I did. So I did.
What was that like? I mean, you know, you have the five stars, you have the offers. Yeah. I mean, coming out and still competing, what does that mean for you to be out here against – you know, some top competition in the state?
For me, it's just to get better. You know, when you compete at the highest, well, not the highest level, but when you compete at the next level, you know, you gotta be uncommon within the uncommon, and that's something my coach told me.
Nice.
So like, just you have to be different. You have to be different amongst these people that are also different. So it just means for me, like, keep working hard, keep getting 1% better, so I can be different amongst these also greater people. Yeah. I can be great amongst the great.
And of course, your recruitment's going crazy. I mean, what's your relationship like with Coach Flood?
Yes, sir. It's pretty good. You know, a lot of it is still early, but, you know, it's starting to pick up now since I'm getting into my junior year and stuff. So it's...
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
So it's really just it's really still early, you know. But today we got to talk a little bit more than we used to. So I got to talk to him, and you know, it's going good. And Coach Flood is a good guy. I can tell. I like his coaching style, and so this relationship is going to continue to be built.
You've been to Texas a number of times now. I mean, mm-hmm. Big picture wise, where do they kind of sit in your recruitment at the moment? I know you still got You know, some other schools coming after you pretty hard, and it's still early, but big picture wise, where's Texas?
Yeah, Texas is definitely up there, top there, top of my list, because I've been here so many times. I just love this. This is like, I love Austin. I feel like if I would go to school like anywhere in Texas, this would be one of them. And, you know, So I just still finally get that final decision where I want to go. You know, but Texas is definitely up there.
Now, of course, in terms of what's next for you this month, where are you headed?
Oh, see, I don't know yet. I'm definitely going to go to OU. I don't think I'm going to be any camping anymore because I just don't want to get hurt or anything. But I'm going to be going out to OU, I think, next week. And then after that, wherever coaches tell me if I can come out there without camping, I'll go. But, yeah, right now I'm just still deciding.
That's five-star John Turntime. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Brady Edmonds out here. You lit it up today, it sounded like. Left with an offer. I mean, take me through, what was it like getting that offer and who it was that kind of initiated the contact with you?
Yeah, so after the camp, I got pulled aside by Coach Sark, and he told me that. And, you know, it means a lot because this is something I've been building the relationship at for about, 6-7 months now with Coach Milley. Okay. So to finally hear those words, it means a lot.
What were those emotions like for you?
I mean, I was shocked. I didn't really expect it, to be honest. But, I mean, it works out, yeah.
Big picture-wise, now that Texas has officially offered, where do they kind of sit in your recruitment?
I mean, my recruitment has really just gotten started within these past, like, month or so. I mean, I think I've gotten maybe, like, 14 offers in the past month. So things have really picked up, so I haven't fully got a grasp on it yet. But, I mean, they're definitely up there, obviously being one of the top schools in the nation.
Of course, being a West Coast kid and, you know, Texas, not the closest. But yeah. What do you know about Texas and kind of what's your kind of perception of the program at the moment?
I mean, obviously, they're on the uprise for sure in these past couple of years. Started, well, I think you said 5-8, and now they're whatever, I mean, number two, number school in the nation last year. So I mean, the distance isn't really a problem for me. Austin's a great town. I don't really see myself in like a small town. It's the perfect mix of like a big city and a you know, college town, so it's great.
Sarkisian's development of quarterbacks, has he talked to you about that as well as Coach Milby? I mean what do you know about that?
They've been preaching it since day one, really. I mean, you got Arch, you got Quinn, and then you obviously got, you know, Malik did a great job, even though he's not here anymore. But I mean, dudes in the NFL as well, so they got a great track record.
Definitely. What's next for you? In terms of
I'll be at Tennessee tomorrow, and then I go home for a couple of days, and then making a Big Ten trip at Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State, and Notre Dame, and then I'll go home again for like a week or so, and then like Alabama, another South trip, Alabama, LSU, Oklahoma, and a couple others.
Yeah, so you're about to rack up all the frequent flyer miles.
Yep, definitely.
Well, good deal. I hope you find some time to rest as well. What for folks who have yet to watch you, and we'll put some clips up here as well, but what would you kind of describe the strength of your game at early on?
I mean, I feel like I'm a really mature quarterback for, you know, my class or whatever, but I feel like definitely big arm strength, and I feel like I can move for my size. People probably don't expect that, and I'm 6'5", 215, but I feel like I can move pretty well, and that's actually been something I've worked out this offseason too, just, you know, breakaway speed. You get run in space, turning a 40-yard run into a touchdown, so,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, I feel like you know, what colleges are looking for.
Good deal. That's 2027 quarterback out of Huntington Beach, Brady Edmonds.
Yes, sir.
Big time 2027 quarterback Peyton Houston out here out of Shreveport, Louisiana, back on campus. It feels like you've been here a couple times this spring. What was new today?
Just today, instead of watching the practice, I was in it, throwing at the camp.
Yeah.
Was fortunate enough, and God bless, to walk away with an offer.
Yeah, talk about that. I mean, congratulations. Very exciting. Did you know it was coming?
No, I didn't. I kind of came in here expecting to leave the camp away with offer, just off my mindset before. And then right before it ended, Coach called me. Went and talked to Coach Sarkisian, and he said he's going to offer me.
How take me through the emotions there. I mean, how excited was it?
I was definitely excited. I was God blessed. And, I know that was an offer I've been wanting for a while.
Yeah.
As soon as I got it, came over to my dad, and he was excited too.
Yeah, of course. Sarkisian, that relationship there with Coach Milwe too. Put in your own words a little bit about what it's like right now, talking with the two coaches there.
Yeah, right now it seems like they really love me. Just off the energy and everything, they really know how to coach quarterbacks. The energy they bring to the game, and the room for error that you have as a quarterback is the one I want.
Of course, their history and track record with quarterback development. What do you know about that, and how important is that for you?
Yeah, it's very important. It just shows that they do a great job coaching quarterbacks and getting them to the next level.
Of course. And what's next for you in terms of your recruitment?
Just see what school fits me and keep working.
And Texas, big picture-wise, I know talked about it a little bit, but you've been here a few times now. Safe to say that they're in heavy consideration?
Yes, sir.
Well, good deal. 2027 quarterback Peyton Houston. 6'7", 2026 offensive lineman at Lake Ridge High School, Felix Ojo, out here at Texas. Congratulations on the offer.
Thank you.
What was that one?
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
It was great, especially like growing up in Texas. Texas has always been that dream school. Like just getting the offer and like talking to Coach Kyle Flood, talking to Coach Sarkisian, how much they liked me, it was just a great feeling.
Now peel back the curtain a little bit. What was that, you know, kind of procedure like for you to get offer? Who was it and what were the emotions behind it?
After the camp, Coach Sarkisian pulled me aside, said he wanted to offer me personally because he was like, hey, he just wants to do it in person to show how much he cares, how much he wants me there. And the hospitality, the whole entire visit was just great.
And of course, I think you were down here, was it April 13th?
Yes, sir.
So you're not too far away from the last visit. What was different about it today?
I feel like just the love shown, like really like the hospitality shown was more intense this visit. They show like how much they really care, how much they really want me. And like, I just felt like at home today.
So, of course, you mentioned it was kind of a dream school growing up. What was it about Texas that piqued your interest early on?
Just like the development they have over here at Texas and like the legacy here. Like they always develop some first rounders, always develop some good old linemen. And it was just like a great, it always has been a great program, a top tier program.
And what's next for you in the month of June? You going anywhere else?
Right now, the plan is I go from Oklahoma next week, Thursday, from OU. Tennessee, from Tennessee to Alabama, Ooh. From Alabama to Georgia, from Georgia to Ohio State, from Ohio State to Florida State.
Yeah, you got it all down,
yes,
huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, good deal. It's going to be a busy month.
Yes, sir.
Real quick, one last question about Kyle Flood. What stands out to you about him and y'all's relationship?
Kyle Flood, me and Kyle Flood have a great relationship. He's a really nice, down-to-earth coach. I feel like he knows when I was out there in the camp, he knew what he was doing. He sat down, took time to, like, teach me through things, walk me through things. I feel like if I went there to Texas and I possibly committed to Texas, they'll sit down and develop me, just treat me well over there.
Well, good deal. That's 2026 offensive lineman out of Lake Ridge High School, Felix Ojo.
Yes, sir.
2026 Temple edge rusher Jamarion Carlton, congratulations on the Texas offer. Take me through that. What was that like for you?
It was real fun, like a great experience. I got kind of excited, like really excited. And then once I finally found out that he told me that I got the offer, I almost got a little emotional, but it was like a out-of-this-world experience.
So it means a lot to you, the Texas offer. Why is that? Why does Texas kind of hold that weight for you?
Well, because, like, it's Texas SEC, and it's, like, close to home, really. And then it's been a whole bunch of people from Temple to get a Texas offer and get the chance to play here. So it just feels, like, different. Now I'm one of those people that can say I got the opportunity to play here.
Yeah, definitely. And big picture-wise, I know I talked to you about a month ago down at Temple. Got to see you in action. You know, you're getting after the quarterback a little bit.
Yes,
what's recruiting been like since the spring when recruiting really started popping off for you?
It's been real good. It's been like a whole bunch of things. People have been coming out of nowhere. So, like, it's been colleges from all over, really. Just recruitment has been going crazy.
And big picture-wise, now that Texas has officially offered, where do they kind of sit in your recruitment?
Top five.
Definitely.
Yeah.
All right. And who was, you know, you mentioned Coach Sark, but who were some of the coaches you were able to talk to today on the trip?
The defensive coordinator.
Okay.
And Coach Pete.
Yeah.
So mainly him, really. I communicate with him a lot.
As Texas, you and Texas, have y'all been going back and forth very long, or is it still pretty a new relationship?
This is, like, pretty new. I think the last time I was in touch with him was junior day.
Okay.
And then they hit me up for this camp and everything, like, 2 weeks ago. So I came down here, and then this really went good. So
yeah.
They offered me there.
Well, it must have if you're leaving with an offer. who else are you starting to hear from pretty often in your recruitment?
Ohio State and Texas A&M.
Okay.
And Baylor, too.
A couple big schools right there.
And sorry, Nebraska, too.
Okay. And any plans to go visit them the month of June?
I'm going to Nebraska. I'm not going all the way to Nebraska. They got a camp at UMHB, so I'm going to go there so I can see the coaches and everything on Monday.
Okay.
A&M, I'm going to a camp there. I should be going either on the 22nd, like 20th, or the 9th.
Okay.
Yeah, and Baylor is end of July, or I'm probably going to the 22nd.
Now, that offer is in for Texas, is it safe to assume you'll probably catch a game at some point this year?
Yes, sir. Hopefully. I think I will.
Well, good deal. It's 2026 Temple edge rusher Jamarion Carlton, new Texas offer. With one of the latest Texas offers offered today at the camp, Mike Brown over at Legacy School of Sports Sciences. Congratulations, first off. I mean, how exciting was that?
I was very excited to receive an offer because I've been waiting on the Texas offer for a while. Been thinking about them, talking to my parents a lot with them.
And so, obviously, it came. Run me through the emotions.
So, right when I was told to go see Coach Stark, I was getting nervous, like my heart was bumping a lot. But I knew the information could either be really good or either really bad. So
yeah, it's not like the principal's office, right? I mean, this is good stuff.
Yes, sir, it was.
Well, congratulations. Now that Texas is officially offered, where do they kind of sit in your recruitment big picture-wise?
Definitely top five up there with my other big offers.
Yeah. You said you've been working for this offer a little bit. What's your relationship? How long have you been in kind of working for Texas, and you know, what's that relationship like currently?
Well, I haven't been on Texas radar for as long as it sounds like.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Coach Jackson probably just met me a couple months ago.
Okay. So still very early, it sounds like.
Yes, sir.
Well, perfect. Let's see. Where does, you know, big picture wise, you talk about Texas, they put some NFL guys out from the receiver position as well. When it comes to development, how important is that for you?
Very important. I can see them developing me, making me better, because they've done it with a lot of other receivers that have just made it to the league.
And talk about your game specifically. What's some of the strengths when people turn on the tape and they see you, they say, oh, wow.
They will definitely see good ball skills, great catching, great release up the line, and great route running.
Well, perfect. And what's coming up next for you in terms of camps, visits, the month of June?
My next camp is the 5-day June 6th.
Okay.
It's LSU. Then after that, I have Ohio State. And then I have USC.
Oh, yeah, all over the map.
Yes, sir.
Well, good deal. Any plans locked in to come back to Texas potentially end of July, early August, a game or anything?
I have to talk to Coach.
Perfect. That'll do?
Yes, sir.
The newest 2026 Texas offer, Jordan Clay out of San Antonio Madison, down here for the camp. Congratulations on the offer. Take us through that process a little bit of what that was like. Obviously, you earned it at the camp today. Was it Coach Sark that extended that offer? How did that go?
Yes, sir. So, I mean, I got done with the camp. One of the recruiting specialists that came and grabbed me, put me behind the tent. So got to see Coach Stark, talk to him, and let him know. Got him out here talking to me man-to-man, let me know how to offer from Texas.
What was that emotion like for you?
My eyes instantly lit up, man. I've been wanting to get Texas for a while, and to have that one now with the other offers, you know, it's definitely at the top. But, man, it's a great offer to have, and I'm happy.
You mentioned a top five, top group at the moment. Texas, you mentioned, was in that group as well. Yes, who else is kind of in that top group at the moment?
Right now, Texas, Notre Dame, A&M, Baylor, and Arizona State.
And now that Texas is officially offered, does that make a jump for them at all, or is it still kind of early to figure everything out?
Definitely they are up there. So I can't wait to be back up here, you know, get to take a visit and get to see the campus a little bit more, you know, get to experience some time with the coaches.
And of course, you mentioned you came in at 6'3", 199.
Yes, sir.
A bigger body wide receiver for, you know, Texas's matter.
Yes,
what do you bring to the table from your skill perspective?
I mean, as a bigger receiver, my high point skills, you know, I jump out the gym. It's on film. I show very good high point of the ball. My hands, I have 10.5-inch hands, so I have huge hands. I got mittens. So when the ball hits my hands, it's coming down with it most of the time. And, you know, my mindset, you know, I don't like to lose. You know, I like to win every rep. So I definitely think with how Coach Jackson is that I'll fit that wide receiver group he wants to make.
Any quarterbacks stand out to you today?
I don't remember his name, but he was a 27.
Okay.
Taller quarterback, real good, great ball. I was warming up with him before we started the camp. You know, great dude. He slanged the ball for sure.
Perfect. And then that'll do it for today. Of course, congratulations again on the Texas offer.
Yes, sir. Thank
Jordan Clay out of San Antonio Madison.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.